Jack Robinson joins us. Morning, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal, and we check in with him on Fridays. This week, the Siemens plant in Sacramento won a big contract to build train locomotives. Seems like this factory's been pretty busy lately.
The local plant won a $225 million contract to build 32 diesel-electric locomotives. These are sort of green locomotives for a consortium of five different state transportation departments, which includes California's. So we don't know how many jobs the plant might add. They have about 800 workers now, but the contract includes an option for another 225 engines. So this could be a huge boost over time. Just last month, we learned that the first of 70 locomotives that the plant is making for Amtrak in the Northeast started service. This plant is definitely on a roll. You know, it's kind of worth remembering that Sacramento has long been a big railroad town. You know, the rail yard in Sacramento, the rail yard in Roseville is still very active. So it's good to see that we're keeping this work and the jobs that go with it.
Downtown Plaza is going to be turning into a construction zone soon with plans to build an arena starting this summer. What will it mean for existing businesses there?
The construction will mean demolishing a big chunk of the mall, and it's emptying out pretty fast. Golden One Credit Union plans to shut down next month, for example, and you see, if you go in, you see sale signs up on the shops that are left. Parts of the mall around the edges will remain. The big piece of it, of course, is the main Macy's building, and as far as we know, that store is doing very well. There are no plans for it to change. The movie theaters will stay open for now, at least, and River City Brewing Company, but many of the others are finding that it's time to go.
So for the stores that are staying put, that must be a challenge to keep customers coming back.
24-Hour Fitness, for example, is in a separate building, and they won't be affected, sort of like Macy's. But they felt the need to sort of pull out all the stops, at least on social media, to let people know that the gym will stay open. Demolition, by the way, if people are curious, is expected to start in late June on the southeast corner near 7th and L. Turner Construction, the company that's doing the work, says it won't use explosives, so that'll be a bit of a disappointment for the 12-year-olds and the TV news crews.
Well, we could be getting more rights to electronic data stored in our cars if a bill moving through the California State Senate becomes law. Is this something that businesses are concerned about?
There's certainly concern that we could end up with a patchwork of laws in different jurisdictions covering different things. This is really sort of the tip of the iceberg. I think it's a fascinating issue. As data gets stored in more places, questions of privacy and ownership of data are going to become, you know, ever more persistent. They talk about the Internet of Things. You know, soon your toaster will be storing data. And, you know, who has the rights to that data? So the aim of this bill is to help car owners and their mechanics get access to the data. So it's pretty narrowly tailored. It's sponsored by the two AAA clubs in California. But going forward, really, there's no comprehensive law, state or federal, that covers data stored in devices that we use. And so as things become more connected, you can bet we'll see more of this kind of legislation.
There's also some news this week affecting millions of people who get their health benefits through CalPERS.
A CalPERS committee is considering a change in how counties are grouped together for rating purposes. It seems like kind of an arcane detail, but it really could be quite important. Because the issue is that employees living in Yolo County are lumped together with those in the Bay Area, which has higher health care costs. So that means Yolo County rates are higher than just right across the river in Sacramento County. So that seems pretty unfair. So one possibility is that Yolo County and some others on the edges of the Bay Area could be moved into the Sacramento region, which would cut their rates by, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 15%, which is a big deal, obviously. Another possibility is to move Sacramento, Placer, and El Dorado into the Bay Area region, which could push up rates here by 3% or so. So this is a hot topic, and you can expect to hear more about it. This CalPERS committee will be coming back for more discussion next month.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
You can check out our website for previous business roundups at capradio.org/business. I'm Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.